Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. And now you can follow Carl and me and the rest of the gang on Twitter at twitter.com/waitwait. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is David from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, David, how are you?
Doing great, you guys.
What do you do there in Denver?
I work for Uncle Sam, actually.
What do you do specifically for Uncle Sam?
Department of Justice.
Department of Justice. Ooh.
Hey, let me say this right now. I was out of town.
And you're being coy about it, so we're afraid you're dangerous and clandestine.
On the advice of my attorneys, I must plead the fifth.
All right.
Wow. You
know about that. Well, welcome to our show, David. You're going to play the Limerick Challenge. That means that Carl is going to read three news-related limericks, the last word or phrase missing from each. Of course, supply it 2 times out of 3, you'll win our prize. Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Here's your first limerick.
Coco Vamp, then a nap on a bench. For his hunger took hours to quench. Monsieur's need for leisure exceeds every measure. He needs oodles of rest, cause he's...
French.
Right! Once again, the French have an excuse to feel superior to the rest of us. According to a new study, French people have claimed the title as the world's best eaters and sleepers. The average French person spends almost 9 hours sleeping every night, more than an hour longer than your average Japanese person. The French spend 2.5 hours a day drinking and eating French food, like French fries, French bread, French's mustard. Americans, on the other hand, we spend less than 80 minutes on meals, and that's just if there's a long line at the drive-thru. Americans ever competitive have now promised to suck their 96-ounce Slurpees more slowly. Very good. Here is your next limerick.
At Al-Qaeda, we've taken much flap. They say culturally, we took a nap. We're updating faster with Flash, Al Grandmaster. Yes, Al-Qaeda is learning to...
Can I get a hint?
Wait a minute. You're the federal government. You're supposed to know this.
This doesn't look good, does it?
No. All right, but yeah, you can hear the limerick again. How's that?
Sure, that works.
At Al-Qaeda, we've taken much flap. They say culturally, we took a nap. We're updating faster with Flash, Al Grandmaster. Yes, Al-Qaeda is learning to...
Map?
Not map.
That's... Not kicking the clue.
No, how about
Department of Justice for you?
Yeah, I know. How about rap?
Rap.
Al-Qaeda's learning to rap. If Al-Qaeda has one problem, it's that they're just not connecting with the kids. What better way, though, to win today's youth to jihad than with the hip-hop videos? That's just what Al-Shabaab, the militant Islamic wing in Somalia, they've decided. They've released a new 18-minute video complete with rap lyrics. Here's a sample. Mortar by mortar, shell by shell, only going to stop when I send them to hell, which you have to admit is a pretty good beat. A spokesman for MTV was not impressed. He said the video was too long. He says he didn't know for sure if the dancers in the burqas were attractive or even women. But he did think the Lil Wayne cameo was a nice touch. Well, here you have one more chance. This is exciting. If you get this one, you'll still win. Here is your last limerick.
At the mass, instead of wafers, serve nachos. Preach about Magdalene, make it a hot show. Don't sing songs sad and grim. Write some hymns made for him. Men might show up if church were more...
Macho?
Macho, macho, macho church. According to a new online survey, men would be more likely to attend church if it were manlier. Instead of, quote, sentimental lovey-dovey songs, men want butch songs like Onward Christian Soldiers, and instead of sermons, maybe... Ultimate Fighting Championship bouts and a widescreen, you know? One of the men who did the survey said, quote, Jesus recruited a bunch of 12 ordinary blokes before he began his ministry proper. What appeals to men is doing stuff together. Sports teams, fishing, pub quizzes, paintballing, going out for a beer, unquote. So good news, change is coming. Two churches for men, communion wafers and wine, will be replaced with nachos and beer. And the Apostles' Creed will now be burped. Carl, how did David do in our quiz?
Well enough, Peter. 2 correct answers. David, you win our prize.
Well done, David.
Thank
Congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys.